I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin.
While we're still fussing and fighting about the 2020 elections, the 2022 contests have already begun. Candidates have announced for the U.S. Senate seat vacated when Richard Burr retires. But before going too far into next year's races, can we all agree we want fair elections, referendums that encourage all voters to participate, and ensure trustworthy voting procedures? If so, let's talk about things to do to help achieve that goal. We need to begin with the redistricting that's required following the 2020 census. The Census Bureau says it'll be sometime in September before North Carolina gets a final count of the numbers, demographics, and counties where people live. There are two things we can and should do right now. To ensure all candidates have a legitimate opportunity to win, we must end the gerrymandering of districts that virtually guarantee a victory for one party or the other. There's no reason we can't put in place an impartial redistricting process where voters select their leaders instead of leaders effectively selecting voters. We've talked about it forever. Let's employ our lawmakers to do it this year. Taxpayers would save millions of dollars by avoiding costly and disruptive redistricting lawsuits that result in the needless redrawing of districts. We also need to postpone the March 8, 2022 primary elections. If we're not getting final census numbers until late September, there's no way we can draw those new districts, including a new 14th congressional district, and allow the candidates sufficient time to file to run prior to the December 13th deadline. That's just a little more than 2 months. Lawmakers should change the primary to our traditional second Tuesday in May, that'd be the 10th, to assure thoughtful and fair redistricting, as well as adequate time to organize campaigns and file for the general election on November 8th. Let's address another issue. The biggest controversy in 2020 surrounded absentee ballots. In the middle of the worst health crisis the past 100 years, many were rightfully concerned about voting in person and worried their vote would be denied. Further, the U.S. Postmaster General appeared to be taking actions to slow down mail delivery. So the combination of the pandemic and slower mails resulted in a lawsuit the state would most likely lose. The State Board of Elections agreed to a compromise solution so that the election could be held as scheduled. It allowed absentee ballots to be counted for up to 9 days, as long as they were postmarked on or before Election Day. Now, 9 days is too long in normal circumstances, but 2020 was far from normal. Incidentally, most all winners were known election night, but the compromise angered lawmakers. The law legislators proposed as a solution was that no future settlement could be reached without the approval of the House Speaker and Senate President pro tem. This puts them in the role of being judges and is an unnecessary power grab. State agencies currently have the power to settle lawsuits, but this change would threaten all agencies in state government. Our legislature can't make all the decisions in government. It's reasonable to assume the popularity of absentee ballots will grow. Let's restore our traditional system whereby an absentee ballot will be counted as long as it's postmarked on or before Election Day and received within 3 days following the election. This has worked well in the past. Another change that could simplify elections and save money would be to begin ranked choice voting. Now, this concept sounds a little complicated, but it's really pretty simple and is gaining popularity across the nation. A voter selects his or her first choice for an office, then also designates a second and a third choice. If no candidate secures enough votes to win on the first count, the second or third choice votes are added to totals until someone gets a high enough percentage to be declared the winner. Now, this one change would eliminate runoff elections, saving at least $4 million for every statewide runoff. To improve election integrity, we would propose that all 100 counties use the same voting machines and that each machine have a paper trail so recounts can be easily verified. We can pay for these new machines, by the way, through the savings we achieved from ranked choice and fewer redistricting lawsuits. The 2020 North Carolina elections set modern-day records for turnouts, without significant fraud or errors. North Carolinians must be able to trust the integrity of our election process, and the proposals we've outlined above could help in restoring trust and improving our elections.